All right, we're talking with Mick Long, head coach for CAM Baseball here on KSOM as the Cougars take on Newell Fonda in the district semifinals. We'll have coverage of the game on KSOM. And, Coach, how do you feel about your team coming into this matchup against the Mustangs?
I feel pretty confident. We're hitting the ball pretty well through the lineup 1-9. If we can throw strikes, keep them off the base paths, we'll be all right.
So you used McCade Paulson in the first game against Arweva. You know, how do you feel about your pitching staff? And, you know, do you know who you're going to be throwing on Tuesday night?
Yeah, we'll start the game with Lucas James. And then I'll have Carson McKee and Chase Speaker if I need them. And, you know, the game will dictate that. But we'll start with Lucas. It's his turn. And this is kind of the way we had it planned.
So
I feel pretty good.
Yeah, so tell me about the strengths of Lucas and how his pitching ability has been this year.
Lucas is a hard thrower. You know, he keeps guys off the base because he can throw hard, throw strikes most of the time. And when he gets his breaking ball over, he's hard to hit. So I think, you know, we'll be all right. And like I said, if, you know, he's had one game where he just couldn't throw strikes and now I got a couple guys to back him, so I feel pretty confident in both of those guys as well. So I'm looking for a good game. If we put the ball in play like we have been, I like our chances.
Newell Fonda used Mason Hoberman in their first game, so he can't throw. But Max Carlson did throw a little bit, but he's eligible to pitch. He would be their likely starter, or they would go with a freshman, Gunnar Barton, a Barron, or Andrew Greenfield, who's an eighth grader. What can you expect from Newell's pitching?
Yeah, I expect to see that Carlson kid. He, you know, they kept him under the pitches, so he's available, and I think he was one of their top two. Got a good breaking ball, and that's from what I saw in that game, they'll throw the curveball at any time. So we just have to be ready for that. We got to be ready to put the ball in play.
And they're hitting, I mean, they're batting .245 as a club. It just seems to be centered around two guys that are, one is Hoberman, a senior, is hitting .359. And Andrew Greenfield just seems to be an incredible eighth grader who's batting .514. What do you know about the Mustangs hitters and what your guy's going to have to deal with?
Yeah, that like you said, the Greenfield kid. Thanks, guys. Greenfield kid is a good ball player. Swings the bat well, and he'll cause problems when he gets on the base. And then the catcher, the Hoberman kid, is one of their better hitters. And hopefully we can face him with nobody on base. And then the best thing about us is when they get a guy on first, very rarely do they get second because Chester does such a good job of throwing people out. And, you know, our defense has played pretty well. We've kind of showed up our fixed our problems that we had early on in the outfield, and our kids are playing well. And I think we're ready to play. It's just that time of the year when anything can happen. You know, sometimes you got to make your own breaks, whether it be by stealing bases or bunting people over. So you might see some differences there with us. But I like where we're at, and we just have to take one game at a time. I know the kids are looking forward to playing Coon again. But you got to win this one or you don't get a chance. So.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, you can't look ahead. I mean, everybody is looking forward to a potential showdown with Coon and in the district finals. But, you know, what do you do to try and make them focus on, you know, the whole – it sounds like a cliche, but it really works, the one game at a time thing.
Yeah, we had our last game of the year. We played Audubon, and we kind of had a – we stubbed our toe in the first few innings and down 3-0 going into the bottom of 5. So I think that was kind of a wake up call for our kids, and they realized that anything can happen on any given night. So I don't fear that really. And like I said, I will do some other things if we're having trouble getting people on. But you know, we have talked about this one game at a time, and we know that Newell Fonda, they played a tough schedule. They played a lot, you know, some bigger teams, and any team can beat any team on any given night. That's a fact. So,
yeah. And this could be potentially the last, you know, home game for your seniors. And, you know, it's barring any upsets. I mean, if Coombe loses, then you'd get a chance to host, but that would be a miracle maybe, you know, so yeah. This would be, you know, a great opportunity, I'd say, for your kids to have one final game in Anita.
Yeah, exactly. And I think they know that. And we just got done with practice and the kids are pretty focused. And, you know, it's not like you can do a lot of practice that you haven't done before. So we just got to take care of business tomorrow night and come focused and ready to play and put the ball in play. And we should be all right.
Well, Coach, really appreciate your time and best of luck against the Mustangs. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you for your coverage.
Mick Long, head coach for the Cam Cougar baseball team with us here on KSOM.